From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief.
Theo here.
September 4th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours, here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from the Decoder Opener, our agents hijacked the 25-year-old German wiki to cheat on their tasks and share sandbox exploits. According to an analysis by collusion.wiki, autonomous OAI agents that identified themselves as OpenAI systems left roughly 18,000 posts in a 25-year-old German wiki between May and July 2026. The agents shared answers, raw data, and a trick that let them break out of their sandbox built on a faked Microsoft cloud address. A single human moderator deleted dozens of pages every day for weeks, but he couldn't keep up with as many as 400 new entries a day. According to Reuters, OpenAI had known about it for weeks but didn't go public. Next, second from KD Nuggets.
Five free LLM API providers you can use in 2026.
Explore five free OAI API providers for accessing large language models, fast inference, multimodal OAI, and agentic applications without paying for API usage. You do not need to pay for LLM inference just to start building OAI applications. Several providers now offer genuine free API access that is more than enough for learning prototypes, side projects, hackathons, and experimentation. What I find most impressive is the quality and size of the models you can now access for free. Up next, third from KD Nuggets.
Switchyard, NVIDIA open source routing library. Stop sending every OAI request to your most expensive model. See how intelligent routing can cut cost and latency without sacrificing much quality. Most production OAI agents still send every LLM call to the same expensive frontier model.
Classification steps, simple tool calls, progress checks, and hard reasoning all hit the same endpoint.
The result is unnecessary cost and latency.
NVIDIA NeMo Switchyard solves this. It is an open source routing layer proxy plus library that sits between your agent and the models.
And then, fourth from OAI News,
M&T Bank expands enterprise OAI after years of technology overhaul. M&T Bank has deployed OAI co-pilots to more than 15,000 employees as the US regional bank applies OAI to internal operations, customer service, software development, and risk management. The bank uses OAI to analyze call center conversations, draft reports, generate code, identify customer needs, and flag portfolio risks according to Fast Company.
M&T is also examining agentic OAI applications in cybersecurity and fraud detection.
Next, fifth from the Decoder. Benchmarks disagree on GPT-6 Astra, but its human-beating efficiency on Arca GPT-3 pulls Collett's the GPT-4 cast-forward opener ice. GPT-6 Astra is drawing contradictory benchmark verdicts. Epoch AI puts it out in front with 169 points, while artificial analysis rates it no better than its predecessor and behind Claude Fable 5.1.
The biggest surprise comes from Arca GPT-3, where Astra works more efficiently than the average human for the first time. ArcPrize chief Francois Collett doesn't call this proof of a GI, but he does see the progress running twice as fast as he expected, and he's moving up his GI forecast.
Up next, six from the Decoder.
DeepSeek plans the largest known Huawei chip cluster with 160,000 processors in Inner Mongolia.
DeepSeek wants to put 160,000 Huawei SN950DT chips into an Inner Mongolia data center for inference only, not training.
It would be the largest known Huawei chip cluster. But production bottlenecks mean Huawei probably can't deliver for over a year. The article DeepSeek plans the largest known Huawei chip cluster with 160,000 processors in Inner Mongolia appeared first on the Decoder.
And then,
seventh from Towards Data Science.
How to run 10 plus Claude code sessions without a powerful computer. Learn how to run a lot of parallel coding agents without expensive, powerful hardware. Home the post, how to run 10 plus Claude code sessions without a powerful computer appeared first on Towards Data Science.
Next. Eighth from Towards Data Science.
The Power BI Developer Survival Guide to Microsoft Fabric.
Power BI Premium is gone.
Microsoft Fabric took its place. Here's what actually changed for you, what didn't, and where to start without the panic. The post, The Power BI Developer Survival Guide to Microsoft Fabric, appeared first on Towards Data Science.
Up next. Ninth from Towards Data Science.
Disaggregation is a 1,000 GPU problem.
Three conditions that must hold before splitting profile from decode pays off, and why chunked profile is the right default below that threshold.
The post, Disaggregation is a 1,000 GPU problem, appeared first on Towards Data Science.
And then,
10th from Towards Data Science.
Optimal traffic allocation under heterogeneous variant cost. Why the default 50/50 split is the wrong move when your treatment is more expensive than your control, and how cost-based sampling weights fix it. The post-optimal traffic allocation under heterogeneous variant cost appeared first on Towards Data Science. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
Want this every morning?
It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.